Welcome to Bridges Step Up, a podcast designed to inspire you to attain peak performance in your life and work. Let's join Joseph Dean Woke for today's episode.
Thanks for joining me on this episode of Bridges Step Up. Today, I want to talk to you about your work and your customers. Yes, even if you don't have customers now or you don't work or you don't have to look for customers, please, I'd like you to pay attention because there's one important thing you need to learn or bear in mind from this podcast. Yes, prayer is a very powerful tool. It's a process or an act that invites God into our affairs. And I encourage you to please do that as often as you can. It is a way of telling God that I believe in you and I depend on you. And it's also a way of getting him involved in your affairs. So when we pray, we also pray for customers. We pray, Father, I have started this business. Please send me customers. Help me to get clients. What I want to share with you today is proper way to pray for customers. Why I'm saying proper way is this. Nearly everybody prays. However, you can pray, but your prayer doesn't produce any results. You can pray because you're not praying the right way. And therefore, your prayer produces nothing, little, or even no results at all. That is why I want to share with you. There is a better way. There's a proper way to pray for customers. There's a better way to pray for clients and for people to do business with you. First, I want to remind you again that prayer is very powerful. When we pray, what we do is that we invite God to intervene in situations beyond our control. When we pray to God over a business, over a person, over a situation, what we do is that we activate the power of the supernatural to begin to intervene where the natural is limited. What we do is that we get God involved in what we do such that what we think were impossible becomes possible. What it means is that we get God to be involved such that what we cannot do for ourselves, we get God who has the power to do anything to get involved in what we do. Now, that is what prayer does for you. And let me narrow it down to your career and your business. If you want people to consult you, maybe you're a consultant or you offer services and you want people to contact you, you sell products, you want to get people that buy from you. Now, if you do all of those things, or even have your own business and you know you need to increase your revenue to be able to pay your staff and all that. Now, what you do at such point is to pray to God that he sends you customer. When customers come, they buy and they pay money, and from the money you're able to sustain your business and even have enough money to go and pay tithes to the pastor. Of course, you can also send me one of the tithes. Now, I'm slightly joking. If you send tithes to me, I will not reject it, but that was a joke. Now, what I'm saying in essence is that when you begin to pray for customers, it's important you do it the right way. That's what I want to talk to us about today. You see, when you start doing your business, it's not just about your business. It's about obeying God's law, which says, go into the world and multiply. There's a proper way God says you should do things, and it's important to bear that in mind. It's important you never forget that when you begin to pray for customers. Let me tell you one thing. God sets lives in motion. God invented marketing. Marketing was God's design. People discovered marketing as they came to earth, as they began to observe things. However, marketing was not the idea of Philip Kotler. He just studied a lot and knows a lot about it. Business is the same thing. Why I'm saying this is to get you to see something. When you start a business, it's not about what your elder brother or what your ogre told you before settling you. It's not about what those who are there before you told you. There's a God way to run your business and a God way to do your things. If you go against that God's order for running business, I wonder why you were inviting him to come and intervene in your business. What I mean is this. If you go against his order, you cannot be inviting him to come and help you, to come and assist you. Now, what is God's order? He said, love your neighbor as you love yourself. What it means is that if you obey this thing in your business, you wouldn't buy a fake product and sell to me as a genuine one. What it means is that I shouldn't come to your shop and you tell me that this flash drive is original and I paid 2,500 naira to it because I felt it's original, only to come to realize that I cannot even transfer one episode of Bridges Step Up with a flash drive. What I'm trying to help you see is this. When you start off a business and you run your businesses the way that is anti-God, that is against the law and orders of God, God cannot be invited to come and intervene in such businesses. Do you understand what I'm saying? When you want to run your business, when you have started your client service or whatever business you run in your hostel, in school, or at home, or whatever, please, it's crucial you bear in mind that there God has an order, God has a method, God has a pattern, God has ways he wants businesses run. Therefore, you must learn those ways and ensure that you incorporate them in the fibers of your business processes. Therefore, for instance, loving your neighbor as you love yourself is one of the most important business principles to learn. What it means that, for instance, I wouldn't be telling you, if you have a shop in, let me use this as an example. If you have a shop in Bokida, Ondo State, for instance, it's a little bit remote. If you say you want to advertise on online, I would encourage you to come and advertise on Broju.com. Do you know why? Except your business is national. If it does have a business center there, why would you be wasting your money trying to come and advertise on my website? My website is read from within Nigeria and outside Nigeria. Those who read, the majority of those that want your listing will not come to my website. They come, those who come from your region are so small, it will be a waste of your money to pay the amount of money you have to pay to advertise on my website. But what I mean is this, it is a more reasonable expenses, more reasonable way of spending for you to simply pay somebody to design artwork for you, print a banner and post paste around on those stages as a whole. You even stand a better chance of getting maximum return on investment now coming to invest that money by paying for advert on my website. Why I'm saying this is to help you see something. Business is not just about making money. It's about giving people value in exchange for value. It's just like give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, shaking together and running over. What when you start doing business, it's not about trying to get as much money as possible. It's trying to give out as much service as possible. They give you money in return. It's trying to give out as many products as possible. Trying to give out as many zobo, as many bonds, as many kuno as possible. Therefore, when you start doing this, do it as if you would want to do it to yourself. When you start preparing your zobo, do it with utmost cleanliness that when God looks at you to say, my guy, you are okay. What I'm trying to help you see is this. It is not about the money. It's about the fact that you have been able to develop a product, the kind that God will want to give people. The blessing of God makes a man rich and adds no sorrow to it. You are an extension of God's blessing when you start doing your business. Therefore, the product you sell to people, the services you render to people should make them rich and add no sorrow to them. When you're able to create a product or a service that can do this thing, then when you open your mouth and say, this is how you now pray for customer. You say, Heavenly Father, I thank you for an opportunity to be a co-creator like you. What I'm saying, you can change it. It's not written. You can change it. You can get your own version, but I'm just trying to help you see how I now pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you for making me a co-creator with you. That is to say, you gave me wisdom, insight, and understanding to be able to create, package this special kind of zobo to serve the whole people within this region or within this state or local government. Father, as many of your children who you have deemed fit to partake of this blessing that you have produced through my hands, may you cause us to meet, cause someone that knows them and knows me, and so that they will connect us together, that they will be able to have this zobo. Or that now I am a graphic designer. God, may you get as many that are supposed to get blessed by the works of my hands to locate me where I am so that we'll do business. When you say this prayer to God, God understands. It's about the state of your heart. God will look at you and say, this is my guy. You are in for business. Look at what Solomon did. God asked him, what do you want me to do? He said, give me wisdom that I may serve your people. He asked for what God would have wanted to do, and God gave him more than he would have gotten if he were selfish, if he were concerned about himself. The point I'm making is this, when we start praying for customer, the starting point of that prayer is asking God, Father, help me that I'm able to create a product that represents you, that will be a blessing and add no sorrow to my client. When you have done that, then say, God, everywhere those clients, those customers are, cause us to meet. Of course, you are going to pay for adverts. Broju.com is over for you to play for advertise your product. But this advert is not even the key thing. The key thing is, I say, God, may you cause them to meet me. That is when you place your advert and you get calls. That's because a lot of you can see they will just go past. For crying out loud, every week get average of 14,000 visits on Broju.com. Now, if those people see it and they don't do anything, what happened? So what I'm saying is that you have to go to God and say, Father, cause those who are meant to, who I'm supposed to serve, to locate me, that we may walk together. What's the point I've made? In all our endeavors, we should not neglect God. His influence in our lives makes all the difference. The heart of a king is in his hand, including the hands of your customers. That is why when you want customers, it's not just to place adverts. That is important. I need to be a fool to tell you that you don't need to place adverts or do marketing. However, when you have done that, or even before you do that, you need to understand that life is controlled by God. And therefore, you open your mouth and say, Father, send me the customers that are mine. And please, before you even start doing that, make sure that God is part of your business by ensuring that your business processes and your strategies are indeed godly.
Thanks for tuning in for this episode of Bridget Step Up, brought to you by Bridget Work, a human capacity development platform with the guiding mission of mentoring, coaching, and inspiring you for peak performance in life and work. You can download more podcasts and many other free contents when you visit Brojid.com. That is Brojid.com. To get notifications on our latest posts, interviews, podcasts, and books, kindly follow us on Facebook, Google+, Twitter, and LinkedIn at Brojid World. You also can connect with us on WhatsApp with 0810-550-4664. May your day be super productive.